just the option of approving or taking no action, which I don't think is an acceptable option either.
You want to call for public?
Thank you. Yeah. Is there any public comment regarding this issue? Seeing none in the courtroom, seeing none on Zoom.
I'd be glad to read the motion.
Okay. I'd appreciate that, Lance. Thank you.
In accordance with the recommendation by the Planning Commission and staff and findings of fact under Section 3B of this report, and as detailed in Section 2B of this report, and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, I, Lance Gannon, move to deny the variance file 2023-024 to allow for a reduced front yard setback to construct a primary residence. The applicant proposes a front yard setback of 20 feet from the Highland Road roadway drainage and utility easements within the Virginia City Highlands subdivision, as opposed to the required 30-foot front yard setback. The property is located at 21281 Highland Road, Virginia City Highlands, Story County, Nevada, assessor parcel number APN 003191-15.
Thank you for that motion, and I'll second that motion.
What's that?
Does that need to happen before it's seconded?
No, but okay. Before you vote on it.
Very good. Thank you. So, Kathy, if you would go ahead and read the findings.
Okay. This denial is for a variance file 2023-024 to allow for a reduced front yard setback to construct a primary residence. The applicant proposes a front yard setback of 20 feet from the Highland Roadway drainage and utility easement within the Virginia City Highlands subdivision, as opposed to the required 30-foot front yard setback. The property is located at 21281 Highland Road, Virginia City Highlands, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number APN 003-191-15. There are no special circumstances applicable to the subject property, including shape, size, topography, or location of surroundings, the strict application of the zoning ordinance that would deprive the subject property of privileges enjoyed by other properties in the vicinity or under identical zone classification. The granting of the application is not necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights of the applicant. That the granting of the application will, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons residing or working in the area of the subject property and will be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to property or improvements in the area of the subject property. Proposed variance is not in substantial compliance with all federal, Nevada, state, and Story County regulations. The proposed variance is not in substantial compliance with and does not support the goals, objectives, and recommendations of the Story County Master Plan. The conditions of approval under the variance do not adequately mitigate potential adverse impacts on surrounding uses or protect against potential safety hazards for the surrounding air uses. No reasonable level of conditions of approval imposed on the variance would be sufficient to reasonably mitigate visual safety or other potential impacts on adjacent and surrounding residences and land uses. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kathy. So with that, we'll call the question. All in favor of the motion as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It appears unanimous. Mr. Miller, we do also pride ourselves in being creative and easy to work with, and I'm sorry that we couldn't find a way to accommodate your request, but it appears our hands are tied with our codes, and staff is certainly still at your disposal to discuss other solutions and ways to help keep the project going forward. Thank you very much. Perfectly fine. Great. So at this time, we will move on to item number 14, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board. And before we proceed into item number 15, I'll welcome back Commissioner Carmona and turn the meeting back over to him if you're ready for that.
Yes, thanks. One second, gentlemen. Sorry.
All good.
All right. On to item number 15, this discussion for possible action. This is the second reading for on-sale, off-sale liquor license. The applicant is Ryan Albright from Lucky's Casino, located at 400 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434. Good afternoon, Sheriff. Assistant Deputy Kern, or Assistant Sheriff Kern, sorry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yep.
This is the second reading for this on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant, Mr. Albright, has completed all assigned tasks. We've found no disqualifiers, and we are good to go with him going forward.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I have no questions, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of the on and off sale liquor license. Applicant is Ryan Albright, Lucky's Casino, 400 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434.
Second.
So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 16, this discussion for possible action. Second reading for off-sale liquor license. Applicant is David Clothier, Pilots Travel Center, 400 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434. DBA is 19 Fuel Stop, number 1359.
And the same second reading on this subject. Mr. Clothier has completed all assigned tasks and we have no issues, no disqualifiers. He's good going forward.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions, comments?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
I don't have any questions on this one. I just was curious. I don't remember the last time on the previous one. Was that originally just on sale and added off sale, or was that on sale, off sale from the beginning?
It was from the beginning.
Very good. Thank you.
Sheriff, do you have any questions?
No questions.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the off-sale liquor license. Applicant is David Clothier, Pilot Travel Center, 400 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434, DBA 19 Fuel Stop, number 1359.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, on to item number 17, this discussion for possible action. Pursuant to Story County Code 5.04.100, discussion and consideration of the temporary suspension of the business license / liquor license of the Bonanza Saloon issued by the Story County Sheriff's Office on August 3rd, 2023, and potential action to institute proceedings for continued suspension, cancellation, or revocation of the Bonanza Saloon business and liquor license pursuant to Story County Code 5.04.110.B.
I'll be recusing myself from the conversation.
Okay. Fair enough.
As far as legal goes on this,
yes.
I am sitting in on this. My Brown will be giving the board any little questions that you have would be directed to us working on this specific project. And Mr. Loomis will be, if there's any issues regarding presentation, he will be addressing those issues.
Okay. And just to clarify, Mr. Brown is actually Story County
DA.
Deputy DA.
Story County DA.
Wonderful. Just making sure who
yes.
we're talking to. Wonderful.
That's good.
Thank you. Okay, so who is going to kick this thing off?
I believe that Brian Brown is going to kick it off as to the purpose of why we are here.
Okay. Mr. Brown, you have the floor.
Are you still on mute, Mr. Brown?
You're on mute.
Here we go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are pursuant to Story County Code 5.04.110. On August 3rd of 2023, the Story County Sheriff's Office temporarily suspended the business license and liquor license of the Delta Saloon. And pursuant to that section of the code, along with that notice of suspension is a requirement for the license holder to appear before the board and to listen to the reasons that the license was temporarily suspended by the sheriff, and then to provide any information that that license holder may see. Depending on what action the board would like to take after they hear and consider the evidence, the board may make a further determination to move towards revocation of the license, which requires a notice proceeding under 5.04.110B. So the initial process is to hear from the sheriff's department on why they took the action they did, and then based upon the notice for the license holder to appear, to hear from the license holder, and then move for whatever kind of deliberations and considerations the board wants to make.
For the record, this is Brian Brown, Story County Deputy District Attorney, and I believe that he mentioned the Delta Saloon. This is actually in relation to the Bonanza Saloon, if I'm correct.
Yes.
My apologies, that's correct.
Thank you.
Keith Loomis, for the record. So this is a proceeding that was initiated or began as a result of a temporary suspension of the license of the Bonanza Casino to conduct business or sell liquor. Now, that's unusual under the ordinances that exist here in Story County, because most of the suspensions, revocations, and cancellations are authorized by action of the board. This is a situation which the sheriff is authorized to issue a temporary suspension under our code, but it requires that upon making the suspension that the person who's the subject of the suspension must be immediately advised that he should appear before the board at the next available meeting. And so it's kind of a due process type of thing whereby the sheriff has taken an action. There's an immediate review by this board, basically to see whether there's been an arbitrary and capricious decision by the sheriff's office to impose the suspension. And I think now I understand that Mr. Blute is also on the Zoom, and may I believe that he is the representative or the lawyer for Mr. Malfatano, who is also present in the courtroom today. So what I'm going to suggest to you first is that there has been submitted to the board pursuant to an addendum to the packet materials that have been posted on the website and been available to the public for a period of time now. And that packet material consists of about 23 pages, of which a portion of that is a report from Deputy Willett, who did the investigation into the activities that were occurring at the Bonanza. And this Deputy Willett is with us here today. There's also a fairly extensive amount of additional material relating to conversations or interactions or email discussions between the sheriff's office and Mr. Malfatano. And I think that by that report and the accompanying materials alone, you can make a determination that this was not an arbitrary and capricious decision by the sheriff's office to temporarily suspend the license, because there's a large amount of information submitted, including information regarding non-compliance with employment and labor laws, non-compliance with requirement that a retail liquor owner, person who sells retail liquor, must purchase their liquor from a licensed wholesaler and not through an entity such as Costco or Sam's Club and then resell it as a retail item. There's also information in the report about the fact that business license fees had not been paid in relation to the Delta, but that there is past due taxes, real property taxes that have not been paid, and the lack of property tax payments is an additional basis for ultimate revocation should the board decide that they want to proceed with a revocation at a later date. Now, I'm going to submit that to you first, that the report and the accompanying documents is sufficient to surpass the requirement that this not be an arbitrary and unreasonable suspension of a license. If the board is inclined to want to hear more evidence on the issue, then I would ask to have Deputy Willett sworn in, and we can go through a direct questioning process to determine what he did, what he's found out, and what he knows. If the applicant or the person who's the subject of the suspension desires to provide factual information, then I would ask that he also be sworn in and be subject to a penalty for perjury if he wants to present factual information. So at this point, I'm going to leave it to the pleasure of the board as to how you want to proceed.
All right.
Mr. Thank Chairman?
You. Yes.
If I may, in the interest of abundance of caution, disclose that I hold a liquor license here in Story County, not in Virginia City, but that I don't see that as precluding my discussion and voting on this issue.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a procedural question or two?
Sure.
The first one, and you'll have to forgive my ignorance, are liquor and business licenses separate issues, or are they to be considered together?
They are separate licenses. They're subject to revocation, suspension, and cancellation on basically the same rules.
Same process, same criteria?
Yes.
Great, thank you. And then...
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that further questions along that line be given to Mr. Brown, because what we're trying to do is separate my role as presenting evidence from my role as advising the board, and Mr. Brown would be the one to advise the board.
Very good. Very good. And then just, for further clarification, in the packet, there was quite a bit of discussion about both Delta and Bonanza potential issues, but we've just heard that we're just considering the Bonanza at this point. I believe that's all that's agendized. Can I just get just duly clarified as far as that goes, what we're considering today and kind of the scope?
So the rules of the game, Mr. Brown? Not the game, but the rules of the agenda item.
You're on mute again, sir.
You are limited to what has been noticed with regards to the Bonanza. You cannot take any action relative to the Delta saloon. The actions that will be taken are exactly what has been previously stated, that you can make a determination where the actions of the Sheriff Department, whether they are arbitrary or capricious in the temporary suspension, and you may also consider invoking the procedure set forth at County Code 5.04.110 in the event that the board would want to take further action, either continuing the suspension or revoking the license of the Bonanza.
Great, thank you. And for clarification, as far as the temporary suspension, if the board were to take no action, would the sheriff's temporary suspension expire, or does that continue at the behest of the sheriff?
No, it would expire. If you take no action, the temporary suspension would be lifted.
Thank you. I appreciate the clarification.
All right. Now, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
I don't have questions. No, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you got some procedural ones done. Do you have anything related to this case?
No, not particularly. I mean, I certainly would like to hear what people have to say about it, if they're mitigating circumstances or...
Right. I agree. What was the legal counsel for Mr. Malfitano?
Blood.
Blood?
Blood.
Is there anything that you wanted to add to the record at this time?
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. Elliot Blute, the Bonanza, Mr. Malfitano. I know it was mentioned that what was presented is more or less due process, but what we have is references to investigations without any documentation of those investigations. They reference admissions by Mr. Malfitano, and we're unfamiliar with what those admissions were. Certainly, if there were such admissions, we believe those would have been attached to what was submitted in the paperwork. The emails talk about the taxes, and Mr. Malfitano reflects that he's got a payment arrangement regarding those taxes. Mr. Malfitano is not aware of any of these investigations that the sort of two-page report reflects, other than being here today, and everything is someone told someone about something, but we don't have any of those people, and certainly if they have the evidence or any documentation of what's being asserted to have been done or not done by the Bonanza, we would certainly have that here. And certainly if there's an investigation, then there's an investigation. But we believe that the license should be reinstated pending whatever the investigation is, so that there's an opportunity to actually respond to what's been set forth here as the basis for the temporary suspension pending today's hearing. So we'd be happy to respond to specifics, but these are statements by someone in the sheriff's department, but there's nothing in here front that would constitute evidence from any of the institutions or entities or individuals who supposedly made these comments.
Okay. I don't want to cut you off. Are you done for the moment?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So I just want to clarify. So what you're essentially saying is that accusations were made, no evidence was made of those accusations, right?
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, investigator, would you like to present some of this stuff? I mean, can we hear this stuff? We don't do this every day, so.
If that's the pleasure of the board, we can do it that way.
I mean, for me personally, so he said, she said scenario, I guess, at this point, right?
I support the decision of the sheriff's office.
Okay.
I mean, I'm inclined to kind of go with the suggestion of Mr. Loomis that we go ahead and put it out there so we can consider.
Okay. So, again, to simplify this, I think what I'm picking up is that basically the license was revoked unfairly or without any evidence. Can we?
Well, if I could address that,
please.
I mean, there is a report prepared by Deputy Willett, which identifies the nature of the investigation that he conducted and what he found as a result of that investigation, and that is set forth in the report. There are a chain of emails in which there are statements by Mr. Malfitano to Deputy Kern regarding the status of the license and what he's going to do. I do think that the materials that are already before you show that this was not an arbitrary and capricious action.
Right.
It was based upon an investigation that was done by Deputy Willett, and he's put forth in his report what he found. And I think that's substantive and goes well beyond an arbitrary and discretionary decision.
Okay. Fair enough. So
I was going to say, may I ask a question of Mr. Brown? Is the presence of an investigation, according to the statute in and of itself, reason to suspend or revoke a license? Or is it